The GIST for a German anaerobic exercise program for ME/CFS and long COVID and oxygen extraction. Is it the key problem for many? One of the more disturbing things from a long-term health perspective for people with diseases like chronic fatigue syndrome or ME/CFS and long COVID is the difficulty and oftentimes inability to exercise. Given that, it's not surprising several groups have tried to find a way to do that, and we've come a long way from the blunt and unsophisticated graded exercise programs of the past, from Workwell's precision-oriented, heart rate-based approach to Petrino's autonomic nervous system rehabilitation. We can now add an anaerobic exercise approach from Pericles Simon, a German exercise physiologist. Simon came across his long COVID patients when his lab was contacted by an insurance company that wanted to assess their ability to exercise and their functional capacity. While Simon didn't say so, the nature of their job and their early exposure to the full force of the coronavirus probably left them worse off than later ones. None of them were able to work. To say that he was impressed and shocked by his findings is probably to understate things. Simon reported that his group of long COVID patients were truly and severely physically affected, even 12 months later, despite being in, quote, perfect organ health, end quote. Speaking about the massive changes in the breathing physiology that he found in long COVID, he said, "We have never seen values like this before, and that their values of CO2 can get so low that you can't produce them purposefully hyperventilating, you would faint first." Simon believes that the oxygenated arterial blood is not flowing correctly through the capillaries that provide blood to the muscles. This is a situation that one typically begins to see in older people, and asserted that the people in his study had suddenly gone from middle age to 80. Once the breathing centers in the brain pick up the oxygen deficit, they cause the body to breathe more, releasing too much CO2 and potentially causing many of the symptoms of ME/CFS. The key theme of his anaerobic exercise plan is to exercise in very small chunks and rest. When we exercise, our anaerobic exercise system kicks in first, and then after about 30 seconds, hands most of our energy production off to the aerobic energy system. It's the anaerobic energy production that Pericles wants to focus on. Simon suggests exercising for up to 30 seconds at a time, about the time the anaerobic energy system can supply energy without producing lactate. The idea is to exercise your muscles in ways that keep them from being oxygen deprived, causing you to overbreathe and lose CO2. He recommends the same for mental exertion. He believes too much stimuli, lights, sounds, mental activity, can produce the same results. He often starts at 10-second intervals of standing, 10 seconds of sitting, and that adds 1 second a day. If you can get to 30 seconds without feeling breathless or that you are hyperventilating, taking deep, rapid breaths, then you can try prodding your aerobic energy system a bit with 1 minute exercise, then 1 minute rest, then 2 minutes, 2 minutes rest, then 4, etc. One key is to exercise different muscle groups. For instance, if you take dishes out of the washing machine, always use different muscles to do that. Bend down or pull up a chair and take the dishes out for, say, 30 seconds, then rest. There are no hard and fast rules. Just make sure that you get 30 seconds to a minute of rest in between sessions. There's no need to rest for more than a minute. He noted that checking for increases in one's pulse doesn't always work because the pulse doesn't rise for everyone. Because overexertion can cause all sorts of symptoms, it's helpful to keep a written journal of your symptoms so that you can tell when you go over. Most patients on the 30-second program notice a boost in cognitive functioning within 2 weeks. Noticeable physical improvement often takes months. Simon acknowledged that his exercise program will only get many ME/CFS long COVID patients so far, but asserts it can help. He reported that at the beginning of the program, the nurse that had the capacity to work 0.5 hours a week had the capacity to work 5 hours a week at the end of it. That was not enough to resume her work, but still a major improvement. The Workwell Foundation uses exercise testing to determine the heart rates at which things go south, i.e. toxins start building up during exercise. In this way, they can provide a more precision, tailored exercise program. A case report found that after a year of heart rate monitored use, deep breathing, flexibility, and short-term endurance exercises, and consistent rest breaks, one patient reported substantial improvements in general functioning and, importantly, some of her physiological measures notched upwards. She was not well, but her long slide into disability had stopped and she had improved significantly. David Petrino's autonomic rehabilitation program emphasizes breathing and a very slow ramp up of exercises using anaerobic exercise at first and, if the patient is able to tolerate them, eventually aerobic exercise activity. See a Health Rising blog for more. While none of these programs promise a cure, it's clear that they can improve fitness in some. While we don't know exactly what is causing these problems, it's notable that problems with oxygen extraction and low CO2 levels have shown up repeatedly in the last 5 or so years in ME/CFS and now long COVID patients. They don't affect everybody, but do appear to affect a majority of patients and could play key roles in these diseases.